5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Broadcasting over the electric rainbow, directly into your ear holes. Here's Lee and Math with a snug.
Hello, yes, it's June the 5th. It's show 757. I'm Math, and over there in Prestatyn is the always awesome Lee.
Hello.
Hello.
How are we?
We are fine, thank you. Yes.
Good.
Back to work again.
Oh, that's good news then. Is it?
Kind. Yeah. I can't really sing the next line. It's all right.
Yeah. Okay.
I would prefer
not to work. Yeah, of course.
They just sent me the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you ever find a job like that, would you let me know too?
Yes. Yeah, I'd be more than happy to share.
Great stuff.
Jobs like that don't come very often, but you
know. I have an opportunity like that. They do send me money every month, whether I do anything or not.
You don't do anything, yeah.
Ah, I should have let you know. Oh, no, I did.
Wow,
I did let you know.
I knew about that.
Oh, dear me.
So, yes, I started work on Monday, and today was the first day that I've actually done anything.
Oh, fantastic. That sounds like a boss job, that.
Yeah, I spent the first 2 days working all day to try and get working. I mean, considering they have lots of contractors, they don't ask for the right things when they get the contractor's machine set up.
Right.
So I had a load of access missing, and I don't have a docking station, I don't have a desk.
Oh.
So
kind of crucial in your line of work, really, isn't it?
No, not as crucial as you would think.
Really?
So, before I went back, I knew that I'd have to be working from home.
Yeah.
A couple of days a week. And when I got there, and apparently they're having, not only are they having new people into the office, they're also moving everybody around the office, and they've taken out the canteen so they can refurbish the canteen all at the same time. So, the upshot is that from the middle of June, i.e. next week, possibly, we'll be working at home for 5 weeks.
Hey, that's great, isn't it?
Yes, kind of. But it's like, well, you better get me my docking station and stuff before you send me away.
Hey, but that'll be cool. No boss.
There is a boss. They're just working from home.
Yeah, but, you know, he's not going to have somebody lording over you saying, right, come on, input more or call people more, do this, do that, whatever.
No, that's true. As long as the account creation numbers don't drop substantially. Now, I feel I do have a good excuse for them to drop a little because I have 3 screens at work and I've only got possibly at the most 2 here.
Right, okay.
Because I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to unplug the main screen from a Mac Pro while I'm working and use that.
Right.
Because that's big. So.
And again, the advantage, we talked about it last time when you first mentioned it, is that, you know, I suppose you could do flexi time, couldn't you? If you want to wake up at 5 in the morning and put 8 hours working.
Yes.
And then, you know, finish at 2 or 3 o'clock, whatever.
Yeah. So even if I did my normal hours, so normally leave the house at 6:20.
Yeah.
To get there. I get there about 6:50. Then I leave at 3:30. But I get home at 4:00.
Right.
So basically I'll be able to get up at 6:30.
Yeah.
Get a shower, get logged in for 7:00. And then when I finish at 3:30,
You're finished. You're already home. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could save time by just not even showering. you could probably work in your jammies.
Possibly. Could even do that, yes.
Or whatever you wear for bed. You don't...
Pants.
Good, okay. Maybe, I could, well, maybe I get could some work jammies in my pants. Yeah.
If I'm not in a meeting or anything.
Mm. So, yeah, I can see lots of advantages to that for you. I think that's a great... I'd love to work from home and get paid for it.
And because I lease my car and I've agreed to a certain amount of mileage per year, and I'm slightly over, it'd be a good way of bringing my mileage average back down.
Look at so many good points. That's amazing.
200 miles a week. So.
Excellent.
All adds up.
Yeah, of course it does.
But the upshot is that I don't have a desk. There isn't an official desk for me there. So I've sat at a different desk every day this week.
Oh.
Which, you know, for somebody who likes to have a desk and put stuff on it and have my coffee and stuff on
my desk. Kind of important.
I feel like I'm living out of a bag. So.
But, however, you get paid at the end of the month.
That is the more important thing. I get paid and I can buy things.
Yes. Back to buying stuff.
Yes.
Good.
So I bought a VR headset today.
Oh, good. Well, you've been there 3 days. Whoa, time to spend.
I'm waiting until I get paid properly, till I get my new iPad.
Oh, my God.
Because I want an iPad Pro.
Okay.
But today I was reading about an Oculus Quest. And it seems to solve all the problems that I have with VR headsets. Because if I don't have a computer, I have a Mac. Mm. I don't have a PC. And you need quite a high-powered PC to plug in the other Oculus headsets.
Right.
Or the good headsets. Now, I do have a PlayStation 4, and there is PlayStation VR. But I don't think it's as good.
Well, I had a go on a PlayStation VR.
Oh, right.
We played a game at Dave and Vic's, which involved a VR headset.
Right.
It was actually really, really good.
Okay, cool.
Oh, my God. I totally lost myself. I was just so clever.
Yeah, so...
So there probably are other one, but if I had to measure anything, I started off with PlayStation VR. So I thought that was great. So if there's obviously something better than that, then wow.
Yes.
It's got to be awesome.
So I think the Oculus ones are higher def.
Right.
And stuff are more powerful. But this one doesn't need a computer to plug in. It's all self-contained, and you get an app on your Android or iOS device, an Oculus app, and you download the games to the headset from your iOS device.
Oh,
and it's wireless.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah,
like that idea.
And in the past, you've had like cameras in the corner of the room measuring the room and where you are in it. This doesn't need that. You just put the headset on and grab the controllers and away you go.
Oh.
And one of the games I saw was a Star Wars game. Lightsabers. So...
Oh, that sounds pretty cool.
It's Oculus Quest. It's out in the middle of June, so it's out in a couple of weeks. So I pre-ordered it today.
Very good.
Impulse buy.
Yeah. That's not like you... Oh, no, actually, it is. Yeah, that's so like
I won't be
like
getting
you.
Those headphones now.
I don't know.
So I'm sure when it arrives, we'll be talking about it. And it'd be easy for me to bring to press that in.
See, so many plus
many
points. Yeah, God, ace.
So there we go. So anyway, how's your week been?
It's been kind of quiet.
Kind of quiet.
I've not done a great deal, to be honest with you. I've been... I've had a day off today.
A day like any other day?
Yeah. I jarred my back yesterday morning.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I was in a lot of pain all day. I had a heat pack on. I was popping Solpadols and paracetamol and ibuprofen like you wouldn't believe.
Right.
And today I woke up and it was slightly better, but I thought, do you know what? I went to HQ this morning, because I don't know whether you know, I'm helping doing breakfasts and stuff.
I was aware of that. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, do you know what? Miles isn't. He's not. It's too much for him. He can't do it anymore.
Right.
He can't get up, do breakfast at 7 o'clock.
He just doesn't like customers.
Well, he doesn't like customers. That's you know. That's, I can't even blame as a side effect of the stroke. He's never liked customers. But for him to get up in the morning at 7 o'clock, you know, my mum cooks a breakfast. He serves the breakfast. Then he does all the cellar work, and then the cashing up and the banking, the ordering. And then
right.
He never, even though the place wasn't open till 3 o'clock, he still stays there till somebody comes in at 3 o'clock.
Right.
And he'd come home for a couple of hours and he'd go back. And all right, it's not working. He's socialising, he's having a drink and stuff like that. But he doesn't get home till then, half 11, 12 o'clock at night. Maybe. So it's a long day. You know, he's must be nearly 70 now or 70 something. A long day, a lot of responsibility. So he doesn't need to be doing breakfasts. With his stroke, he can't. He's not thinking properly. He's forgetting stuff. Very, very short fuse. So I thought, well, I'm going to get more involved in that then. So I've said, right, because Josh started doing it first of all. Then he's doing working for Lions. So rather than them advertising, I said, well, you know, I'll come and help you. So I'll do that for 2 hours in the morning. You know, it takes the pressure off Miles, and I get to see my mum for a couple of hours, and I get a lovely, hearty breakfast every day. So, you know.
That'll be helping your diet.
Well, yeah, fuck the diet. But today it was a nice, easy one. I was done by 9 o'clock. So I've pretty much got the rest of the day to do what I want. But still struggling with my back, I thought, I came home. I've got no appointments. I've got nowhere to go. I'm just going to chill today. So I spent about an hour and a half just watching Facebook videos. It was great. Just I clicked on a post of a funny video, and then I just scrolled one after the
down
other.
The rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got to a point, I thought, I need to do something constructive. So I went on Amazon Prime.
Oh, dear.
And I started re-watching Leverage.
Oh, I've been thinking about re-watching that.
Yeah, I did five episodes today.
Right.
So I'm up to episode 6.
Yeah, it's Leverage.
It's great. I just wish there was more of them.
There's more of them than there are hustles.
Yeah. So that's been my day today, really. I've just cabbaged. I've eaten crackers, ham and crisps all day.
Oh, dear. Right.
Yeah, just had a lollipy day today. So it's been
lollipy day.
Yeah, it's been nice. I took Hannah driving earlier on. We went to Tesco's and I bought myself some 2 bottles of tonic water, a load of ice, and I noticed I had a bottle of Gordon's gin.
Ooh.
So hey. I'm on the gin. And it's
right.
I've kind of been hankering after it all day. I don't know whether I've got a problem or not, whether you need to affect an intervention. But I was like, gosh, can't wait till everyone comes home. I can go out and get some ice. Ooh, I'm going to get some tonic water. I'm going to have a gin and tonic.
Right.
But it was I've had a thirst for it since lunchtime.
Look at you and your gin and tonic.
Yeah, and I'm a Scotch drinker, but today I just felt this need.
Just a cheeky G&T.
And I don't know whether it's something that's... Last night I went to a quiz at the Origin Bar in Preston. Again, it was a speed quiz on the phone.
Everybody took but speed it,
yeah.
And then answered questions.
That's great. Origin is it's just a gin bar. They've got more gins than you can poke a stick at.
Right.
So I don't know whether I've come away last night looking at all these bottles of gin. I woke up this morning, gin, I'm an advertiser's dream, really.
You are, yeah.
Show me something. I want it now.
Yeah. Although I did the equivalent with an Oculus Quest headset.
Yeah.
Saw it, bought it, and then went, I just did that.
Well, I think my was probably a cheaper purchase than yours because I already had the gin. The ice cost me £1 and I got 2 bottles of tonic water for 70p. So,
bargain.
Yeah, indeed. And I don't know whether you heard then my clinking of my ice.
I did.
That means I'm actually out.
Right. Yes, I do hear the ice and go, I have to edit that.
Sorry. But it's kind of my cue to let you know that I'm ready for the refill.
Right, okay, so you want a song putting on, do you?
Oh, go on then. I've actually put something in the Dropbox.
I was going to ask you about that. So yeah. do you want us to play that?
Yeah.
And what is it? Explain yourself.
It's called...